Rufus stood at the subway steps, looking down. For a wonder, especially at this hour, there was no one on the steps. The steps were empty. He wondered if the man in the booth would change his $5 bill. He started down. Then as the man gave him change, and he began to move toward the turnstile, other people came, rushing and loud, pushing past him as though they were swimmers, and he nothing but an upright pole in the water. Then something began to awaken in him, something new. It increased his distance. It increased his pain. They were rushing to the platform, to the tracks. Something he had not thought of for many years, something he had never ceased to think of, came back to him as he walked behind the crowd. The subway platform was a dangerous place. So he had always thought. It sloped downward toward the waiting tracks. And when he had been a little boy and stood on the platform beside his mother, he had not dared let go her hand. He stood on the platform now, alone with all these people, who were each of them alone, and waited in a quiet calmness for the train. But suppose something, somewhere, failed, and the yellow lights went out, and no one could see any longer the platform's edge. Suppose these beams fell down. He saw the train in the tunnel, rushing underwater, the motorman gone mad, gone blind, unable to decipher the lights, and the tracks gleaming and snarling senselessly upward forever, the train never stopping, and the people screaming at windows and doors and turning on each other with all the accumulated fury of their blasphemed lives, everything gone out of them but...